After a while, they heard the truck begin to roll, lumbering and creaking like a ship. They'd have no other way to start it save to push it, and they couldn't get it fast enough to start on that slope. After a few minutes, it coughed and bucked and stopped again. He raised his head to look, and coming through the weeds 20 feet away was one of their number, unbuckling his belt. They both froze. He cocked the pistol and held it on the man, and the man stood with one hand out at his side, the dirty, crumpled paint mask that he wore, sucking in and out. "Just keep coming." He looked at the road. "Don't look back there. Look at me. If you call out, you're dead." He came forward, holding his belt by one hand. The holes in it marked the progress of his emaciation, and the leather at one side had a lacquered look to it where he was used to stropping the blade of his knife. He stepped down into the road cut, and he looked at the gun, and he looked at the boy. Eyes collared in cups of grime and deeply sunk, like an animal inside a skull, looking out the eye holes. He wore a beard that had been cut off square at the bottom with shears, and he had a tattoo of a bird on his neck, done by someone with an ill-formed notion of their appearance. He was lean, wiry, rachitic, dressed in a pair of filthy blue coveralls and a black bill cap with the logo of some vanished enterprise embroidered across the front of it. "Where are you going?"
"I was gonna take a crap."
"Where are you going with a truck?"
"I don't know."
"What do you mean you don't know? Take the mask off." He pulled the mask off over his head and stood holding it.
"I mean, I don't know," he said.
"You don't know where you're going?"
"No."
"What's the truck running on?"
"Diesel fuel."
"How much do you have?"
"There's 3 55-gallon drums in the bed."
"Do you have ammunition for those guns?" He looked back toward the road. "I told you not to look back there."
"Yeah, we got ammunition."
"Where'd you get it?"
"Found it."
"That's a lie. What are you eating?"
"Whatever we can find."
"Whatever you can find?"
"Yeah."
He looked at the boy.
"You won't shoot," he said.
"That's what you think.
You ain't got but 2 shells. Maybe just 1. And they'll hear the shot."
"Yes, they will. But you won't."
"How do you figure that?"
"Because the bullet travels faster than sound. It'll be in your brain before you can hear it. To hear it, you'll need a frontal lobe and some things with names like gyros and colliculus. And you won't have them anymore. They'll just be soup."
"Are you a doctor?"
"I'm not anything."
"We got a man hurt." "It'd be worth your while."